A resolution by Supervisors Dmitrievich, Broderick, and Haas to increase the adoption of solar energy by Milwaukee County Government.
Okay, good morning. I'm happy to be joined here by Supervisor Haas, who's a co-sponsor. You have the resolution in front of you, but I just wanted to point out a few things and ask for your support here to the committee. Let's go back a few years when the county actually unanimously adopted the green print. And since then, it's been an interesting road when it comes to environmental sustainability in Milwaukee County. And I do want to thank the county executive because a big change from the last administration to this administration when it comes to environmental sustainability is the hiring of an environmental sustainability director. And that really has made a big impact because if you have a program, it can't run itself. So since then, we've done a lot. This committee is probably pretty well aware of the successes we've had throughout the county when it comes to the green print. I'll just note one, performance energy contracting throughout the county. This committee has been very supportive. But an area that we want to do more on is renewable energy. And that's a trend, obviously, nationally, statewide. There's a goal in Wisconsin of meeting 10% renewable electricity by 2015. And so the question is, what can we do in Milwaukee County, the largest county in the state of Wisconsin, to reduce our footprint? So obviously we have a $1 billion budget, serve 1 million people, and have many facilities. What can we do, especially with our land, to add to that renewable energy goal? Obviously it produces clean energy, and it does stimulate the local economy when it comes to green jobs. So what I did, actually, we were talking about this for the past couple months with the administration, is what are the next steps? And what you have in this resolution is steps forward and taking positive steps forward. And what you can see towards the end here is the discussion of having a real specialized independent consultant. That's not something that we have directly within just the one person in environmental sustainability. Look countywide for areas that we can provide renewable energy. And one that really popped out that we want to focus on, but not just be exclusive, is, of course, our airport. There are other airports around the country. I have a few listed here, but one that's really notable, I believe they consider themselves Indianapolis, the largest solar farm, I believe, in the nation. But it's been very successful. And when you think of our airport, I want to also make sure I mention that our airport has done a lot when it comes to environmental sustainability, things that I couldn't even imagine, like reusing construction material as they remodel, as they're doing the baggage claim area. This committee knows they're using the highest energy standards. But it's an entity that is working pretty much 24/7 all around the clock and using a lot of energy. So it's opportune considering that there's large pieces of land that have to remain unobstructed and not developed, that we could use this for a possible solar farm. One question I've received over and over again is, you know, would this be reflecting into the pilots, or would the reflection be troublesome? There obviously are ways to deal with that. That's why there's successful solar farms near many airports in the United States. One last thing about why it's important to do this now is, as you see in one of the whereas clauses, actually solar energy systems, the price of building them have gone down significantly, almost 35% in the last few years. So now is the time to get in the business, stimulate the local economy, provide green jobs, and provide clean energy. This is just a step forward. When you hopefully support this today, you'll have an independent energy consultant really look at the county, but specialize and focus on the airport, and then come back to the committee in April and look at those recommendations, and I hope at that time have enough information to put out a request for proposals and have what I would imagine a very competitive race. I hope we give preference locally. I just wanted to say that before we get to that step, so we can stimulate our local economy. But I ask for your support today. I think this is something that could be really exciting for Milwaukee County.
As you said, Mr. Chairman.
You have nothing to say?
I'm here to ask for your support, and if I can help answer questions, I'd be happy to do that, sir.
Supervisor Bukowski.
Mr. Chairman, I am trying to envision from a taxpayer standpoint why we would do something this ridiculous. Let me quote. The Indianapolis project includes 44,000 panels, cost about $35 million to $40 million. It is on 75 acres of the city's largest airport, and so they generate $315,000 a year in rent. Now, in what alternative universe does this work for taxpayers? I don't understand. I don't understand why we're going to spend $35 to $40 million to raise $315,000 a year. I mean, you can talk renewable energy and you can talk about all of these different things, but if you're going to spend that kind of money, I want a greater return. So for us to not even touch base on the cost is absolutely irresponsible on our part.
Supervisors?
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I personally don't think that renewable energy is ridiculous. I think it's the way of the future when we preserve our natural resources. And first of all, when it comes to the cost, I think those are excellent questions. The Green Print itself has saved taxpayers in Milwaukee County millions of dollars. When you reduce energy use, it reduces taxpayer money going to pay for energy. So that's a fact. But I do think those are valuable questions. And when we have the consultant come back before us and give us information, of course this committee wouldn't go forward with a request for proposal unless it was viable. But you do collect rent from those who choose to build the solar farm, the green jobs that are being collected, and when you reduce energy costs, that actually is a benefit to the taxpayer. I'd like to talk about an obvious overall benefit as well. The more that we depend on renewable energy in this country and internationally, of course, is great for our environment because we're not using and depending on fossil fuels. That's kind of an accepted piece of information. So, but I think those are good questions to ask.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Supervisor Washon, then Jurczyk, then Alyssa.
Thank you. I'll move approval of item 2.
Yeah, motion to move approval. Supervisor Jurczyk.
Well, I think what the chairman is asking us is to study the issue and to respond to the study. I do support sustainability. Supervisor Haas has introduced the Green Corridor along 6th Street, very close to this area. That whole area is looking to be very green, if you will. I think it is the future of this country. There was just a report on TV last night about the smog from China being carried aloft and being dumped on the west coast of the United States. And obviously, we can't continue just to burn these fossil fuels without trying to seek alternatives, and we need to do it sooner rather than later. But I really object to using any kind of figures from a Minneapolis project and trying to translate that into cost to our taxpayers. We have no numbers before us. We have nothing specific in front of us. I think the request is let's take a look at this. Let's see what's available. And let's try to get into the 21st century and be more responsive with regard to green energy. I'm fully supportive of that. And I'm fully supportive of looking at some possibilities. If it turns out that the numbers are not financially feasible, so be it. Then we may not be able to do such a project. But that's so premature. And I'm not going to react to numbers from Minneapolis before we've even looked at our own study. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm definitely supportive of the concept. I don't think it's nearly as ridiculous as Supervisor Borkowski sort of sketched out there. The investment was private investment. It was also done at a time before costs had dropped as they have. The panels have become commodities. The prices are dropping. That's why you've seen a number of manufacturers go out of business. So with costs down 30-35%, with a 30% investment tax credit, you see private investors putting up the money for it. And there's the potential for a public entity like us to benefit greatly from that. So I do have a sort of a functional question in terms of what we're going to get in terms of a consultant and how we're paying for this. So because of kind of what I just sort of alluded to, it's the financial engineering that's almost more complicated than the electrical engineering here. And so is this consultant expected to be bringing sort of both of those technical capabilities to the study, or what are we going to get from the consultant? Will we have Will we have pro formas of different scenarios, or will we have, or are we just going to have sort of the technical scoping of here's the kind of energy you could produce at a location like the airport?
Madam Chair.
Thank you. I didn't know if either, I mean, I've been working with the administration on this, whether Brian or Julie, or, oh, Don, okay, wanted, because they've been helpful, and it was actually their idea to help bring in the consultant. Did you want to speak to the specifics about
when,
that?
When you're ready.
Got four.
Okay, yeah.
Jason, get out of there. He's not adding into the conversation. No,
So my name is Don Tyler. I'm Director of Administrative Services. And first, I just would like to acknowledge the Chairwoman's support of our support in this whole renewable program. And we appreciate your making a comment to that effect, because the County Executive is very supportive generally in sustainability and what we can do better in terms of tapping into renewable energy. As it relates to this specific project, there's a couple things that we would like to comment on. As it relates specifically to this question first, I think that we'd need to kind of scope out what we want to try to achieve in terms of engaging in this consultant. So I am sorry, but we don't have what that scope would be yet. I think if the committee and the board moves forward with this, our next step then would to take a deeper dive and trying to understand specifically what are we trying to accomplish, and importantly, relative to the funding, what our funding sources might be. We'd be working very closely, obviously, with Brian and his team in perhaps sharing those costs and sharing what we need in terms of a consultant. So, you know, directionally, we're supportive of completing a study. We do believe that there's much better low-hanging fruit relative to us directing our resources into improving and reducing our energy costs. You're going to get some guidelines in a moment here around what we should be doing, can be doing, for energy savings across the county relative to personal appliance uses. We can make a huge gain there with no expenses, for instance. So we're interested in taking a look at this, but we see the potential for low-hanging fruit in other areas. We would ask, if you move forward, we would ask that you do give us a little bit more time to the supervisor's point. This is a fairly complex study that would probably be taken on. We don't even know what the focus of the study would be. An April report back would be a little bit of a challenge for us, given the fact that our deadline would be sometime in probably early March, mid-March, to give it to the committee. So we'd ask for an extension if we move forward.
Well, let's get the floor.
Thank you. And then with respect to the idea of it being funded out of the airport operation, there's very little in here about what we're expecting this to cost, and maybe that's because you don't yet have the scope, but we're still being asked to approve it. So I'd like to sort of understand how that's expected to work. And one of my concerns would be the idea that we're well, let me say it this way. I think I understand this as the airport seems to be one big potential, and we're sort of piloting the idea there, and we could do that internally to the airport operation in terms of funding it. I think as we get into the actual financial engineering of it, I'd be interested in some scenarios where it's not sort of internal to the airport, that the benefits might accrue to the county more generally. We can talk about that later, but I really think that financial engineering is so much more complex than, I mean, the technology is around a while. There's nothing new about it other than that the price is coming down, but it's the convergence of the price coming down, the tax credit, and the sort of the energy trends that make this such an opportunity. You're right, Mr. Tyler. The efficiency has always been, that's always been the easiest. The energy that you don't use is always the best, best savings for the dollar. But
Mr. Chair, we agree, and I think the other thing is just the legal aspect of it. Are we going to be running a utility, or are we going to be leasing it to a utility company? There's a lot of issues that we need to get our arms around. Again, directionally supportive of the notion, and would like to pursue it, but with the appropriate caveats.
Madam Chair, you say you have a comment?
I just want to add one thing. I can answer that immediately about any legal questions. Actually, the Office of Corporation Counsel drafted this resolution for me and believe that it's completely the way that it's written, that it's completely fine to move forward. Because we did have those outstanding questions, so I feel very confident putting that on the record.
All right. So, Alexander, we'll just keep going around to everybody.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, I'd like to ask that staff correct a technical error on line 70, if the author sees fit. Be it further resolved that the Office of Sustainability is shall develop a process. Simple typo. Oh. Second is, I think this is in the right direction. I think it's a very feel-good resolution and possibly a good move. However, Supervisor Barkowski's concerns, I think, are valid when you look at the nuts and bolts of the dollars and cents. Surely it wouldn't make sense to drop, $35 million if we were only going to get a return of $350,000 a year. Obviously, those aren't the numbers that are necessarily applicable here, but that does send up some alarm bells for me. When I had read some of the media reports about this proposal, there was something floating out there about that it would cost us $500,000 to get all of the assessments and the preparations done. I don't see that number anywhere here, so I don't know where it came from. I also heard that there were some consultants out there willing to come and do it for free. I'm curious if the author has any information on what it would cost to get a consultant, since the fiscal note really says this is just going to be absorbed within the budget. That's not quite enough information for me on just a green light go ahead. Do we know costs of just getting the reporting done?
Okay, Mr. Chairman. So first of all, I think that this is the option before you, is do you want to move forward on getting information on making a future decision? If you today think that you know numbers from a media report about another place, then renewable energy and getting information maybe isn't for you. We need to get the information, which is what I want this committee to have, to make the best decision. Second, if you have questions about what the media says, ask the media. I mean, I don't report that. Those comments aren't attributed to me and random numbers that are floating around. Lastly, on the cost, I think that's a great question on the cost of a consultant. I could ask research or the Department of Transportation. Of course, I'm not an expert on exactly what a consultant would cost. I do think it would be relatively low, and it's important to have that information before we go forward, and it would be absorbed in the airport, as you said, the airport operation. So if we want to set a certain amount of money, we can do that, but I think I don't know if the administration or research has any additional information, what the going rate is. Obviously, we'll be competitive. We'll put out a request for proposal and get the best price possible, but it would be, I think, a small investment in the large benefit that could come after that investigation.
Madam Chair, excuse me, Alexander, and that is a concern of not giving them a blank check about the consultant, and that would have been one of my comments, and we need to figure that out, or I would not support it. Because later on in this meeting, and we had a conversation about giving people so much money and we don't have checks and balances.
Right.
And we need checks and balances. Sorry about that, Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd also like to ask for clarification on the final be it resolved clause, lines 79 through 82. It reads, be it further resolved that the airport director and Office of Sustainability shall provide a report to the county board by the April 2014 meeting cycle that outlines the steps that will be taken to examine and implement solar energy opportunities at the airport and on other county-owned properties. Two concerns I have here. First is that it states steps that will be taken to examine and implement. It seems that this is written in a way to not just say, go do a study on the possibilities, but also how to follow through and implement them and to move forward with that. And I guess second, now it's unclear to me if if are we simply approving this resolution to say, go study it and bring us the results of how to study it, or give us all of the answers? It's just the way that it's worded. It's not clear. Is your intention to authorize a study that we would receive the results from at a later time, at which time we would possibly implement, or is this a conjoined effort of study and implement?
Okay. Yeah, the way I see it is outlines the steps that will be taken to examine and implement solar energy opportunities. Remember, it's not just the airport, it's countywide. So the information that you'll be receiving will be, if you're interested in implementing it, this is what it will look like. So you'll have all that information in front of you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's the most valuable information, is what it will look like, and of course the costs associated with it and whatnot, so that this committee will have that information to move forward.
Okay, and thank you, Mr. Chairman. Does anyone know, before we would move forward on the study, if the land under the airport where these solar panels could be placed has been tested for natural gas?
We could get that. Do you have it? Either one of the two?
We're nowhere near that. We're okay. Trying to get the information if it's even feasible.
Mr. Bateman?
That's the reason I asked, Mr. Chairman, is just because I would want to make sure that is a piece of information either to confirm or deny whether there's natural gas there when we would get back reporting for solar panels, to also explore other possibilities with that land for natural resources. Those are all my questions for now, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
We have a motion to approve. Mr. Katie, you have something about the how much a consultant costs and how much in that, so we can put that in there?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, the conversations that I had in the preparation of the fiscal note with the airport director was that he planned on retaining a consultant this year to do this type of study. As you know, the departments have the ability to enter into a professional services contract up to $100,000 without further approval by the board. If any amount exceed that, they would require county board approval.
All right. So we should put up to $100,000 in this amendment, and also how long do they need the extension? We should have all that added to this right now, Madam Chair and Supervisor, so they could be working well while we look, trying to figure that one out. So, Taylor?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I think first I do have to kind of defend my colleague a little bit. When you talk about reacting to numbers, I mean, when you actually put information in there, but not all of it, you're allowed to react to numbers, I believe. I mean, if you're going to talk about revenue in Indianapolis, not Minneapolis, Indianapolis, if you're going to talk about that, then what about the cost? I mean, I'm guessing the cost of taxpayers something in Indianapolis. You talk about Dubuque, Iowa. You know what? Well, there's also probably a cost involved to the city of Dubuque. Monona, how much they save? Probably a cost involved. So, you know, I don't really know if this is ready for prime time, because when you do a fiscal note and we know there's going to be a cost, and now we're hearing, well, maybe up to $100,000, and just putting in there, well, it's not going to cost the taxpayers anything because it's going to be a part of the airport. I mean, it's still costing money. And so, you know, I know that the chairwoman is, you know, very pro renewable energy and green print and everything. I mean, that's been her career, and I have no issue with that at all. But you would think with all the time you've spent on this topic, and you've cited examples in here of other communities, we would have a little, you know, probably a better idea of cost, that this has been done in enough places, because I know you put three in here, but there's probably dozens and dozens of them all throughout the country, that you would have a better idea of what it's going to actually cost the taxpayers of Milwaukee County to give us a ballpark. and you know, not just the consultant, but in general. So, you know, I don't think this is it's ready yet, because that's something to me that I'd want to know what the cost is going to be, and it says $0. We know it's not $0. So.
Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. I was just wanting to respond to Mr. Tyler's comment about low-hanging fruit. I do encourage that we look at a lot of different issues, and if, in fact, Mr. Bateman is going to get the consultant, we have a business at the research park who has found a way to retrofit the big lamps in, like, parking lots, Mitchell's parking lot, for example, so that you can replace the old light fixtures with the LED, the energy efficient. That exists right now in Milwaukee County at our research park, and I would just ask you to look at even simple things like that. That's a startup business in Milwaukee, and he apparently claims that he can save significant energy within a very few years. And one of the reasons we haven't gone to LED lighting is the old lamps that were put in don't easily replace with LED lighting. Apparently, he's found a retrofitter on that. So let's start looking right here at home with some startups in our own research park, and at least look at that in addition to these bigger projects. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair and Supervisor, I'm sorry. That was just a comment.
Supervisor Jersey, that was excellent. That we should look at some other things, but let's stay back on this real quick. Because I agree with her. Look into it, because the guy is in the research park, one of our incubators. Help him out. What is the extension that you're looking for? How long was you talking about?
Mr. Chair and supervisors, I'm going to look to Julie, and you're probably going to draw a blank here. But I would say, you know, just engaging a consultant probably takes roughly 30 to 45 days.
So you want a month extension, May, am I correct?
May to June. June May. Would probably
no.
Be
we go with the May. I like the how I read lips quite well too. all right. So we will get that amendment out. Anything else, Supervisor Hawes?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It occurs to me that many other governments around the world have put a lot of money into this sort of effort already. Local, municipal, and federal governments around the world. I think we're behind the times, quite honestly, Mr. Chairman. And this does not represent a commitment to spending a gazillion dollars.
Right.
This is to say, tell the airport, I believe, look at this. It's under state law that they can have that contractor up to that limit.
Mm-hmm.
Above that, it would come back to us, and only then. So. I think this is well worth supporting, and I thank Supervisor Jersey in particular for your comments. And I'll add, Mr. Chairman, we do have a lot of low-hanging fruit in the county.
Will y'all stop saying low-hanging fruit, please?
Well,
that's a different tongue tear for me, please.
Some of it's high fruit, Mr. Chairman, higher fruit.
All right.
A lot of our buildings have very flat roofs. We can do something right there. So
right.
That's the fond of that study, and I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If several of us on this committee have been concerned about the cost or the implied cost that would be absorbed within the budget. But Mr. Cady just explained that up to $100,000,
right.
Mr. Bateman, as the airport director, was planning to have the consultation done anyway. Then why do we need to approve this resolution other than to be able to exceed the $100,000 cost for the consultant?
I don't know. Anybody want to take a crack at that?
I don't really understand the question.
Mr. Bateman, come up. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know what that even means. Does that mean that Mr. Bateman was going to have a study done on whether or not we can have solar panels in the at the airport, but we weren't going to get the results of the study or hear about it?
No, what I meant, Chairman,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. non-airport studies.
Correct.
So the county didn't get that portion. All of this will be reported back to the committee for the review before final decisions made as to whether to move forward or not.
Okay. We do have a motion for approval. Supervisor Taylor?
Well, now I'm confused because first I was hearing that this was going to be done by the airport under $100,000. Doesn't have to come back to us. And in the fiscal note, it says airport expenditures are offset with airline revenues for no net levy impact to the county. But we just heard from the airport director that he's saying that the county's going to have to pick up the other portion because it can't be subsidized. So is there going to be an impact to the county? Because here it says that there's not. So if this fiscal note is not correct, there's the problem that I talked about. So can someone, Madam Chair, can you answer me whether this is going to cost, be a levy impact to the county?
Mr. Cady.
Because somebody's, there's two different stories being told here.
Mr. Cady, can you clear this up a little bit?
Mr. Chairman, the resolution, as I understand it, directs the director of the airport to do a study for the airport. And
correct.
It also asks that the Office of Sustainability come up with a process for evaluating the potential for solar energy in other departments across the county. That may or may not require the retention of a consultant at that time. But certainly the first one, looking at the airport, is a more robust exercise that would look at return on investment and whatnot for the airport properties. But it does not require that a whole countywide assessment be done by the April or May cycle.
So all we're doing is the airport, and then if we go outside the airport, then that's where we'll have to kick in the county taxpayer as well.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
Okay.
All right. We do have a motion for approval. do we have to make the amendments, Mr. Cady, from April to May, and also say that the maximum will be $100,000.
Mr. Chairman, if you are looking to put those amendments in, be happy to draft that up if you'd like to temporarily lay it over.
Actually, we don't have to.
We do it at board day.
We do it at board day.
Thank you.
I'll move temporary layover for that.
Okay, we do have a motion for a temporary layover. Can we call a roll for temporary layover?
Point of order.
Yes.
Is the chairwoman in agreement with the need for these amendments?
Oh, are you?
Thank you, and I really appreciate, this is why we're here, to have all these questions and deliberation. I'm okay with those two amendments, but I would actually prefer to do it on board day. So, I mean, if that's a possibility, just because we've got different resources now, our staff is quite busy. If we could do it on board day, I'd appreciate it. And I do support them, and I'll sponsor them. So.
Okay. But we still do have a motion for temporary layover. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on temporary layover.
Wyshon?
No.
Borkowski?
No.
Jerzyk?
No.
Lipscomb?
No.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
3 ayes, 4 noes. The motion to lay this item over temporarily fails.
All right. We do have a motion for approval. Madam Clerk, call the roll on approval.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
No.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
No.
Taylor?
No.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
4 ayes, 3 noes. The motion to approve this item is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.